should have heard my mom go off on the homeowners association this morning.
Why
I pay $150? Why?
What do you want to do for me?
Yeah, no, she's like, you guys do nothing. You do nothing here. What do you do? Nothing.
Why was she talking shit? Like, what did
they come up and say something to her? Because we painted the trim, because they asked us to paint the trim because it was outdated.
Yeah.
And then we painted it, and then they sent her a fine of $150.
After they told her?
After they told her, and we already did it. And then my mom called them to, like, talk shit to them. She's like, excuse me, I'm not going to pay $150. She's like, I already did it. And then she's like, she comes in, she's like, I have to call some other person. They're going to give me the number. I was like, why can't they call them? And then she's like, I don't know. I don't know why I pay them anyways. I don't understand what they do there. They don't do anything.
Honestly, they are pretty annoying.
Yeah.
They're just like professional Karens. That's all they
are. Yeah, no, it's a quasi, like, tyrannical government, basically. I can't do shit with my house.
Those are some $5 words you said there.
No, it's bullshit. Homeowners associations are literally, like, a way to control your neighbor. That's...
It's Big Brother watching over you.
No, it literally is, because I go on that app next door and I argue with people about the homeowners association.
Oh, my God. Why?
I've made enemies. For instance,
I 100% believe you.
A 70-year-old woman talks shit to me all the time. Like, she calls me out. She's like,
she has nothing else to do. This is the best part of her day. He's like, ooh, he responded.
Yeah,
it's time to go.
Yeah. She's literally like, she calls me out all the time in other posts that I'm not even related to. She's like, we all know Jimmy's penchant for not following the rules, but.
It's like, bitch, this is a threat on pool safety. I've never even been in the pool.
Yeah.
She just wants to talk shit.
Like, no, and then she's like, you're selfish and you just don't want to follow the rules. And I was like, no, I just don't want to pay for something I already own.
Or Hafsack got tired of his ball sucking dildo. He's going to sleep.
And then
he's like, I came. He's got his post nut clarity. He's like, he's going to sleep.
He got so upset. He's like, I just can't with the homeowners association again. Yeah. I just can't.
He's like, you got to stop talking about that.
Yeah,
he looks so sad. Dude, look at him. I've never seen him this sad.
I'm going to bed.
Come here.
It's because we're not giving him enough attention.
I know. Here, chew on your dildo. All right, fine. Be a hoe. That's fine. I accept you for who you are, you little dick. Just don't slobber on me. God damn it.
So anyways, welcome to
eerily sexual.
Jimmy and the Sandman, Thoughts of the High Life, again.
Another special we got for you guys.
This is the Your Mom's a Hoe episode.
No, we are beginning a new segment where we will be calling out and airing our grievances against individuals.
But we don't want to offend the hoe community out there, so if your mom's a hoe, it's all in good fun and... We support the whole community. These are literally just assholes we hate.
Right.
But we're not going
to... This is not an actual hoes.
Yeah, no, we're using hoe as an
this
insult.
Is not a sex... Yes, this is not a sex worker. We're not calling out the sex workers that Jimmy has visited this week.
I support small businesses, okay?
Oh, is that what we're calling these women? Small businesses now?
Yeah, she's got her own...
What if she's a big gal? She's still a small business?
But it's a pretty big business.
I got corporate tax. She gets
corporate tax rate.
She gets corporate tax cuts after 300 pounds.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
All right, but here we go. So, to the lady at the store today who took the last head of lettuce that I made very intent that I was going to take and then promptly dropped it on the floor and threw it away. Your mom's a hoe.
To the hooker I saw last week, who was a big woman, who I did not know, but I asked for a threesome, and she counted herself as two people.
Wow.
I was very upset about that.
I'm not even going to... Okay, cool.
Your mom's a hoe. I'm sorry.
That wasn't the problem. That wasn't what I had a problem with.
Is that what the problem was? I didn't end it that way. Is that why?
Oh, no, you're totally fine now. The story is so much better.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And moving on. Thank you for that, Jimmy.
God damn it.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, because I paused on the your mom's a hoe? I'll keep track of it next time.
All right, you know what? No more tranny hooker stories. How about that?
She wasn't a tranny.
You just said it was a dude.
No, I didn't. I said she was a big woman.
Oh, you know, I thought I heard dude. All right, maybe I'm tripping.
I said she counted herself as two people because she was big.
Oh, that's a funny one. Okay, cool. Still, don't have sex with fat hookers. Like, that's, oh my god. That's like rule number three.
Life is a buffet.
Like I said, rule number three, don't have sex with fat hookers. Don't have sex with hookers. That's rule number two. But don't have sex with fat hookers is rule number three. Don't worry about rule number one. You'll figure that out when you're older.
When I'm older?
All right, let's see. To the ex-college roommate who refused to pay rent, moved out, and then told Jimmy and I to take our evictions like men, which we did not do because we did not get evicted.
Yeah. Your girlfriend, does that make us less of a man?
Your girlfriend and your mom is a hoe. Yeah. If we actually didn't get evicted, are we less of men now?
Is he out there thinking like we're not men?
Yeah. He's like, ah, they didn't get evicted?
Yeah.
Pussies.
Yeah. You call yourselves men. To...
the ex-college roommate, Jimmy. Don't say his name.
To the ex-college roommate who asked for the cable bill after he moved out, and I decided to be very generous and say, you know what, I'll cover it since I was there the entire time. Takes my $40 and does not pay the cable bill. Lord knows what he spent it on. I have no clue. He was a virgin. It's not like he was out there spending it on condoms. But anyway... Tunt is a hoe.
just so you guys know. That means he's Egyptian and his mom's a hoe.
Yeah, that means he's Egyptian. And...
Okay. To that very same college roommate who told Jimmy's crush
that I had a crush yeah. on said crush.
And completely ruined all of his chances.
And completely ruined any chance I ever had.
Slightly funny, but you're still a hoe. But, and your mom's a hoe.
Well. I did dodge a bullet.
Did you know?
Yeah, I did. She was terrible. So, her That's mom's fair. A hoe as well.
Oh, my. Okay, well, yeah. There's a lot of hoes coming out of the World War today.
Yeah. All
right. To the ex-college roommate who dated an entire basketball team via his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Your mom's a hoe.
And your girlfriend's a hoe. Like, you should figure this out. You're engaged. Engaged to a fucking hoe. But all right. You got one more?
To the ex-employer that I used to work for at the food bank, who literally would clean up dead rats that collected maggots and then give away expired food 2 hours later, your mom's a hoe.
Yeah, that's fucking, especially to families with kids.
Yeah, don't go to that food bank. It's disgusting. I don't want to name it out loud. I don't want to say what it's called. No, it's in Riverside.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't want to...
Interesting.
You guys figure it out. You guys go to the food bank and be like, hey, you guys got any rats here?
Yeah.
No? But the food is usually expired, so don't eat it. It's terrible.
All right, I got one more. To Jimmy's kids, your mom's a hoe.
She will be a hoe.
I heard the hooker story, yes.
Yeah,
I'm well aware she's going to be a hoe. That's why I... added that in there.
Well, you know, I like slutty women.
All right.
I love slutty women.
See, I just hear your mom crying upstairs.
My mom is asleep.
That's what woke him up.
My mom's asleep.
Mom's crying?
My mom's asleep upstairs.
I know. I can just hear your mom screaming. You're just like, I just love slutty women. She's like, you know how this one? Ebony! That's how every mom would be, though. My mom would cry herself to sleep.
My mom, I think my mom's totally with it. She doesn't care.
Oh, no, absolutely. Your mom is a...
My mom's a gangster.
Your mom wants you to get married so badly.
Yeah, well, tough luck. Good luck with that.
Joke's on you, mom.
Joke's on you. I'm a bachelor for life, baby. Oh, okay. I have another one, actually.
All right, last one, and we'll end this segment.
No, let's go for the whole... Yeah, I don't think you can listen to this for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's do 10. All right. To... Can I name the community as a whole?
I don't give a shit.
To the Egyptian Coptic community as a whole.
Oh, my God.
Who got their panties in a bunch when I told them the Pope... doesn't need to be driving around in a Rolls-Royce.
The Pope doesn't. That's the Catholic Pope. We've been over this.
No, this was the actual Egyptian Pope.
I've never seen him drive around in gold.
There was an article that came out that he was driving
written
around.
By who?
Coptic Digest, or whatever, they
would be the last people to write about the Pope.
They did write about the Pope.
This isn't like CNN or whatever trying to trap Trump. They're not looking to embarrass the leadership. They definitely hide a lot of nonsense that happens in politics.
Okay, but this isn't about politics. This is about the Pope coming to town and getting all flashy. It
sounds politics.
With a Rolls Royce.
Sounds a lot like politics.
It's not politics, but anyway, I don't have a problem with the Pope. I'm not going to tell him his mom's a hoe, even though his mom's a hoe.
His mom is dead. But thank you for trying. Your mom is still a hoe.
Still a hoe.
They dig her up every other week.
Still a hoe. But anyway, to the Coptic community who said I was just jealous of the Pope for driving said Rolls Royce.
I mean,
all your moms are a hoe because I wasn't jealous.
I'm a little jealous of a Rolls Royce. Rolls Royce are nice.
I don't give a fuck about a Rolls Royce.
Have you ever been in one?
That wasn't my concern.
They're exquisite.
No, whatever. But the whole point of it is this guy's coming out here like he's a fucking rock star when people are starving in Egypt. Do you know how many people an entire Rolls Royce, the cost of a Rolls Royce, can feed in Egypt?
In Egypt? Well, it depends on how much a Rolls Royce costs.
Well, a Rolls Royce is $100,000.
David, this is a whole different economical question you're asking here.
Yeah, well, $100,000 in Egyptian pounds is like probably like $4 million.
No, it'd be like $2
million. Well, it's like $2 million, which can feed an entire village.
It really can't.
Well, whatever. It's still a bad message to send. And I was upset.
It is. I agree with you. Yeah, it's not good to be flashy when it's supposed to be. Especially somebody like the Pope is supposed to be humble.
Humble?
Yeah.
And then he's got one glove, like Michael Jackson, just waving it out of his
glove.
All right,
so you're looking at the wrong Pope again.
That was Pope.
Again, popes don't fucking wear.
I saw Pope Shenouda do that outside an R. Kelly concert back in 2013. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's how I know you're lying. He was dead in 2012. But that's a side issue, David.
Was he? Was he? Where's the body?
Yeah, it's like Tupac. It's like, wait, have you seen SNL with the Black Jeopardy? Where he's like, who killed Tupac? And he's like, wrong, surprise answer. Tupac's still alive. Yeah, my cousin saw him down in Vegas. Same idea. Pope Shenouda is down in Barbados, just chilling on the islands.
With Tupac.
Yeah. He's just retired. He's like, yeah, retired from that life.
He's like smoking a blunt. He's like, this is good shit. You know, I just wanted to get out of the spotlight, you know. It was just the pressures of stardom was too much for me. Everybody was coming to me like, Pope, I have this problem. I have that problem. Why won't my husband love me? Why I can't get married?
Right.
Why I can't have children?
I tell them, I am monk. I don't know. I don't have wife. I don't know.
Listen, lady, if you can't have baby, you go see fertility doctor. Don't come back. Okay?
Damn, your craziness. You need to see psychologist.
Yeah. Listen, I am a pope, not a wedding counselor. Okay? I can't be fixing everybody's problems.
Your insanity is not a sin. It is a mental illness.
Yeah.
You do not need a pope. You need a psychologist.
Yeah.
No, they are pretty... I mean, most of them are pretty smart people. Like, the Metropolitan Serapion here,
yeah,
or the one that covers LA and Hawaii, he was a neurosurgeon before he became like a monk. Like,
yeah.
Dude is smart. Which is, oh my god, favorite story ever about my time in the Coptic community. He came to our church one time because at our convention, the youth were caught with a bunch of alcohol and weed.
Yeah. Go
figure, exactly. Especially with our church.
But
our church was not good people. But so the priest was real mad. So he gets the bishop to come over. He was the bishop at the time, not the metropolitan. Again, politics.
Yeah.
That's another issue.
He told him it was okay to smoke weed, huh?
I'm getting there.
Yeah. What a gangster.
So no, he's giving this whole big speech about whatever. And then the priest comes up. And because like the bishop goes, okay, so does anybody have any questions? And the priest, thinking he's about to be smart, he's like, yeah, I have a question. And then he goes, what do you think about, you know, the kids today smoking weed, marijuana? And the bishop literally goes, and like shakes him off. He's like, it's not important. He's like, man, people just smoke. It's just plants. He's like, alcohol is worse. Tobacco is worse. The only thing, really, I wish they wake up. I wish I was sometimes. And he said this, I swear to God, word for word. He goes, I want to sometimes put it in the shoria, so I, when I walk around the church, it wakes everyone up. The priest was fucking livid. Oh my goodness. I have never seen him so angry in my life.
I really wish I was.
We literally, all of us were sitting there because we'd all been punished.
Yeah.
And he's literally like, okay, I'm about to teach them a lesson. And the bishop is like, I don't care about wheat. That shit's all right. Like, and you can't argue with him.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking surgeon. So the priest, like, tries. And he goes, but what about, you know, it's addictive and stuff. He's like, it's not addictive. And what's the priest going to say? The priest is going to be like, it's addictive. He's going to tell a brain surgeon, oh, yeah, no, it's totally addictive. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, honestly, I wish I was in that audience so I could be like, hippie! Liberal!
The goddamn liberal media got a hold of the bishop's mind. No, oh my god. So that goes on along the same, like, during that same, during that same talk with the bishop.
Yeah.
He goes again, do you have any questions? I raise my hand. And the priest goes, nope. He shut it down like immediately. Because he knew I was going to ask some dumb shit. And then, the bishop was like, no, let him talk, let him speak, don't, like, shut anybody down. And then I'm like, okay, so in the Bible, it says that, like, if you look at a woman and you, like, lust after her, like, you want to have sex with her, it's the same as, like, committing the act.
Yeah, which it's not.
Right. And he's like, yeah, it's still, like, the sin, just the same. And I'm just like...
Don't tell me how to feel.
No, that wasn't it. I didn't mind that at all. I was just like... Yeah. So if it's the same sin, why don't I just go ahead and continue and just, you know, I might as well get laid. Like, I might as well, you know, finish. Like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same sin if I just think about her. Like, it's kind of dumb. Like,
I might as well just do it.
Right. And so he just, like, looked at me and he was just like, all right, does anybody else have any questions?
Yeah. Oh,
I raised my hand again. He was like, no, you don't want to.
Get out of here. Dude, my favorite thing, like, one time, like, an Abuna came over, right?
Yeah.
We were
Abuna talking, means father or priest, by the way, just for the people who don't speak Arabic.
And then he's like, we're like, hey, because someone had told me in the Bible, it says, like, you cannot have sex where food goes in or food comes out. So,
wait, what?
Yeah, some Abuna was like, it was my cousin.
Keep talking, I'm going to look this up.
My cousin is the one who told me, he's like, yeah, you can only do it missionary and it has to be in your bed. And you can't put it anywhere where food goes in.
I have a funny story about that.
Or
too,
food comes out, right?
Yeah.
So then this Abuna comes over and we're like, I ask him about this and he's like, No, Habibi, who told you this? and then he's like, listen. I do different positions with my wife all the time.
Oh my god, bro.
And then I was like, wait, what? And then he's like, yeah, behind, front. I was like, I was so, like, caught off guard.
Right.
He was just giving me his entire sexual history.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no. And then he's like, no, there's nothing like that in the Bible, Habibi. You can do whatever you want.
No,
you're married.
No, dude, that was the thing, like, so at one of these, like, summer conventions, and this one was for the college kids, so this one was, like, a little funnier. They had, like, AC Green, who's, like, an old professional basketball player, come and, like, talk to the youth or whatever, because basketball was huge in our community, obviously, with, like, the Coptic League and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, let's get AC Green to come talk or whatever. And then after that, they, like, split people up into groups. And then some kid asked the priest, and he's like, so, Buna, like, you know, what are we kind of, like, allowed to do when we're married or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, what's the rules pretty much on sex and marriage? And the priest, like, he started out, like, he totally juked everyone out. Like, he started out with, like, almost like a proverb. He was like, you know, desire is like an apple. And he's like, and what do you do when you're hungry? So pretty much he's like, so what do you do when you're horny? Like, and I'm just like, everyone in their mind, because it's like a fucking Sunday school or whatever, like a church convention.
That is,
like,
really good logic, though.
No. But what he said was, like, or what, like, our thought process was, he's going to be like, oh, you know, you have to control yourself, resist the desire, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, you devour it. The way he said it, yo, we were fucking rolling.
Which,
like, it was amazing.
Dude, that guy's a freak. That guy,
dude, Tassoni is getting plowed the fuck down by
that
priest.
He's going down on
Tassoni.
He's going down on Tassoni every
time. Dude, that shit was amazing. He was like, what do? You devour it. He's like, you have as much of it as you want. And I was like, all right. Like,
oh, man.
I like this guy. I can get behind this.
There was one time I went to youth meeting and they had this speaker, right?
Yeah.
And he gave the weirdest lecture ever.
Which, was this the one in Riverside?
Yeah. Mm. And I guess he's a counselor and he broke like 9 HIPAA laws.
He's like, so my client Todd.
No, this guy, he's like, listen, people used to ask me when I was younger if I want to get high. I just tell them, I want to get high with Jesus.
I want to go to heaven. Observe.
Yeah, I want to get high with Jesus. And then he's like, I had this mom at this other church in Los Angeles. She comes to me and she says,
they hate Los Angeles. I don't get why, honestly. There's like church competition.
Yeah.
Orange County and LA County and Riverside.
Yeah, it's tribalism.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it is. We jump people from other churches now. Like, it's a gang.
Dude, honestly, like, Coptic League was getting pretty out of hand.
Yeah. Like, St. Athanasio's, bitch.
Yeah.
I think I saw some,
church got into a huge brawl with St. A.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, actually. Yeah, like, I remember that. Like, they had to kick one team out. I think it was St. George that they had to kick out.
Yeah, because we got into a hard fight with them. Dude, we were pretty bad. Oh, my God. Speaking of basketball, there's a funny story. So there was this summer, like, between my high school and my college, like, the transition between high school and college.
Yeah.
So I started to play on the college team. And the assistant coach is, like, my cousin through marriage.
Yeah.
So, like, he married my cousin. And, like, he's the nicest guy, like, big jolly dude outside. He's just like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, what's up, Sandman? How you doing? Like, how's your mom? How's, you know, whatever. How's your sisters? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then we get on the court, and, like, he turns into a completely different person. There was one time, like, we came back, and, like, everyone was, like, not out of shape, but we were just, like, a little lazy one practice.
Yeah.
And then, like, I had just gotten my tattoo, like, the big one on my arm.
Yeah.
And then, like, 3 other people had gotten their, like, same, like, cross tattoos.
Yeah.
And, like, it all happened during, like, that summer. We all got it during that same summer.
Yeah.
Like, just at different times, unplanned, but it just all kind of happened. And then he goes, y'all just sat there getting fat and getting tattoos? You guys want to be the laziest, fattest, most tattooed team in the Coptic League? And we're just like, dude, calm down. He's like, we need some laps. I was like, all right, I'm sorry, man. And he does not let up. But the moment, like, the whistle, like, blows to end practice, he's like, oh, what's up? I'm going to get some food before I drop you off. I was like, what the fuck, dude? So I just, I love how sports can turn people extremely competitive or not based on just being around.
But yeah. But no, but this guy that was giving the lecture.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry about that.
He was... So he tells us a story. He's like, this mom comes to me and she says, my daughter, 14, dating 19-year-old. So then I
try... That's a mandatory reporter. Wait a minute.
He didn't report it.
It's like, sir, wait. You just admitted to committing a crime.
Yeah. So anyways, he goes on.
The authorities are on their way.
He goes on to address what later I realize is a sexual assault.
Yes. She's 14 and he's 19.
Yeah, but
that's statutory rape. That's not assault. That is statutory rape.
But let me tell you the details.
That's even if he thought she was 20, even if she gave him fake ID, this is a strict liability crime. Thank you, lawyer brain. But this is called strict liability.
I know. That
literally,
is
if he touches her titties, it is statutory rape. Like,
yeah,
this is
horrific. Statutory rape. But he went on
to sexual assault. But go ahead.
He literally went on to tell us this story about how she's not a virgin anymore because she didn't listen to her mom. And that was
no shit. There's no mom that's like, go lose your virginity.
Yeah.
Like, everybody who loses their virginity doesn't listen to their mom.
Yeah.
Unless you wait till marriage, obviously, because then your mom's like, oh, go have kids.
Yeah.
Like, God damn, mom. So like, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, go raw dog. It's the moment you get married. They're like, instead of like, oh, don't have sex, wait till marriage, they're like, go raw dog immediately. Like, damn, all right, mom.
It's like your parents, like, go to your house and into your master bedroom and take out all the condoms and throw them out. You don't need these anymore.
Poke holes in all of them. I want grandkids. Fuck you.
That's,
I want grandkids.
That's illegal. I'm suing you. I will sue you.
Imagine this is against the church. Just throws them out the window. Some crackhead will just run by. Ah, fuck yeah, condoms. Just pick them up right away.
That's intentional infliction of emotional distress. You're giving me a child. Are you crazy?
That is actually, I mean, you'd probably win.
Really? Yeah. sell the crap out of my mom if she did that.
Well, I mean, yeah, she'd have to know that it would cause
but my mom, emotion.
Yeah, she absolutely does.
But what,
100%.
What am I going to sue her for? What?
Mom, I want the couch.
No, see, yeah. I'm going to sue her and take what? Take all her money and then she's going to come live with me? What kind of bullshit is that?
I'll write you the check. I need to live with you.
Yeah.
All right, Mom.
I would be obligated to let her live with me.
You wouldn't
be as obligated. I made her homeless.
It would be your privilege, Jimmy. It would be your privilege.
No, she'll come live with me, but after, like, I get older and I'm...
How much older?
When I'm, like, done, like...
32.
When I'm done, like, sowing my wild oats I decide to, like, you know, be a good person.
I don't.
Be a good person, stop doing psychedelics, and just settle down, be a real, like, yuppie.
Stop taking acid trips through different dimensions.
Yeah. But I'm not ready to give up acid yet. I still have more to see.
I'm not ready to be monogamous with weed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not ready for weed to just tie me down.
Yeah.
I mean, weed can only give me so much, you know? I want to travel dimensions. I want to see some shit.
Hmm.
I want to get abducted by aliens at some point.
Okay, see, that's not part of an acid trip so much.
Yeah, but I would like to be on acid when I do get abducted.
Okay, but... I feel like that wouldn't help or hinder your experience at all.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, because I can't imagine that... They would allow it to just keep running in your system once they pick you up.
You think they're just going to take the acid out of my system?
Yeah, they're like...
You don't think they're going to ask me, like, who's your dealer, dude? That looks like some good acid.
Okay, first of all, what I will say is any alien that has accomplished space and time travel, apparently, I mean, traveled through time and space in that way to reach us, will have much better shit than acid.
Damn,
guarantee you that.
You are so right, dude.
I am usually right.
Imagine,
especially
like,
about this stuff.
Imagine the type of drugs they have. But anyway, that reminds me to that asshole acid dealer that failed me 3 times and gave me terrible acid and asked me for $100 in the middle of the night out of nowhere. Literally asked me to borrow $100 in the middle of the night out of nowhere.
Because you're probably buying acid from a crackhead.
I didn't know he was
who
a crackhead.
Isn't probably selling you acid, and that's why it's shitty. Because he's a crackhead.
That son of a bitch. Yeah, his mom's a hoe. But literally. No, his mom is a drug addict, actually.
Oh, you already know? You know her?
Yeah, no, I know his whole family.
You should just tell his mom.
No, I know his whole family.
Your son keeps asking me for money.
Yeah.
Make it stop.
No, his dad, because like I used to work with his dad, and then he got hired on, and that's how I met him. Right?
Who is this?
This is at my old job, at the jewelry repair.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways...
I'm just trying to figure out who
this is. This fool, his dad, right? One time I was so mad, I was so heated. I went and sat down, and then he's like, hey, you got any, like... He's like, you want to get high? I was like, sure, because he always has edibles. So he gave me... I was like, how many milligrams is it? It was beef jerky. And then he's like, it doesn't say. I was like, okay, that's a good sign.
That is never a good sign.
And then he gave me a tincture at the same time. Yeah. So I get in back to work, and I start... freaking out because I could feel myself getting high. And then I'm like, I'm working and I'm just working as fast as I can just so I can get done as fast as I can so I can leave, right? So then there was this one piece of jewelry that came that I was supposed to take pictures of. And there's like a little picture machine. It came in 2 pieces. One of the pieces fell into the crevice of the picture machine.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, dude, I gotta go tell my boss that I lost that high as shit.
Yeah.
And then... I go up to him like, hey, this came in 2 pieces, but I lost the other one. And then he's looking at me like, you've lost the other one.
Yeah.
You lost the other one. And then I was like, yeah, I lost the other one. And then my other boss comes up to me and she's like, I said, don't take pictures. I didn't even have to do that.
Right.
And then she's like, and then they start calling me out. Jimmy's high. Jimmy's high as shit.
So what did they end up doing to you after that?
Oh, nothing. I was on an edible, so they couldn't even tell. They could tell I was high, but they couldn't prove it.
Did they ever say anything to you about being high?